Sometimes we like to play this game of what if. What if Moshe would have come down a little bit earlier? What if the people didn't have the opportunity to worship the golden calf? What if those first luchot were never destroyed? What if we entered into the land of Israel and we built a temple that lasted forever? So all those what ifs didn't come to fruition. There's an Agadah, a teaching in the Talmud, that says that Moses goes up to the mountain and sees God affixing crowns on the letters. And God says, you know, why are you doing this? Or in a sense, what is delaying you giving the Torah? Have we ever imagined that if God didn't delay to put those crowns on, then we would have gotten the Torah a little bit earlier? Then perhaps Moshe would have come down a little bit earlier? After the sin of the golden calf, we're told the Jews took off the crowns. Jewelry, the crowns that they'd all received. The Talmud understands that it's the crowns that they received from angels when they said Naaseh v'Nishma, and they lost those crowns. It's quite ironic. God is putting crowns on the letters, and at that very moment, the Jews were scared, plotting to build this golden calf, and then they're going to lose their crowns. And they're going to sin, three sins on that same time. They're going to kill Hor, who tries to stop the building of the golden calf, murder. They're going to worship an idol, idolatry. And then we're told, Kumu Letzachek, they rose to make merry, which Rashi says, was Gilei Raiot, was sexual sins. The three sins that destroy the first temple are all there with the sin of the golden calf. And all because Moshe delayed a little bit. And all because he comes down a little bit late. And all because God is putting crowns on the letters. And these crowns, the letters, we lose our crowns. Well, obviously things are more complicated. But sometimes you look at the events and you realize maybe this temple wasn't supposed to last forever. Maybe we weren't quite ready. Maybe the fact that only 40 days can go by and we're already so nervous or we're so anxious that we build a golden calf. It's not just that we're a little bit late. It's the fact that Moshe can come down a little bit late and we respond in the horrific way that we did. Maybe that tells us something. We weren't quite ready to enter into the land. We weren't quite ready to build something that was holy. The slightest delay, the slightest change could change everything. We needed a foundation which was much stronger. We needed to have the Torah so much deeper within us. We need to be in a situation that murder is reprehensible and can't possibly take place. We needed to be in a situation that idolatry was not even an option. We needed to be in a place that the sexual sins which emerged from that never even would have occurred to us. Which means it's not just that God is putting these crowns on and things are delayed a little bit and we lose our crowns. Maybe we didn't fully earn those crowns at that particular point. The Talmud says that all those crowns that were lost went over to Moshe. And Moshe, Rashi, Tosfot explain, that's the glow that Moshe has. But there is an opinion there that will be returned at some point. That we will get to the point that we deserve those crowns that we lost, that we forfeited at Sinai, that we forfeited when we worshiped the golden calf. In order to do that, we need to be people that internalize the very teachings of the Torah. And at that point, the crowns that are on the Torah become the perfect match for the crowns which will be upon us. Because at that point, the holiness that we'll have will be deeply rooted and true.